This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The American people, and that is really, really an awful situation. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people.
They came in peace.
We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people.
This is CNN.
And this is InfoWars.
If you are receiving this transmission,
you are
resistance.
All right. We have a guest joining us for two segments coming up here in about 4 minutes, and then I am going directly to Johnny, Chris, Gregory, James, Mike, Julian, Jeff, Gay Frog, and others. And, you know, used to, I would always just go from the top to the bottom, your newest or oldest to newest caller. And then I'm out here, like, picking this caller or that caller on topics. But I think today I'm just going to go top down. Johnny, Chris, Gregory, Dushaw, Posse. My eyes are not 2015 anymore. I need to get a bigger screen over there. James, Mike, Julian, Jeff, and Gay Frog, and others. And I'm going to go bam, 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 though. Bam, bam, bam. Now, in the spirit of that, let's just go ahead and get one in here right now. Let's talk to Johnny in Ontario, Canada. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hey, my friend, how are you?
I'm all right. That reminds me of Johnny B. Good. I think we got that in the player from...
Well, I kind of say Johnny Bravo, but I got to say one sidebar for you really quick. That X2, I had a massive cut on my back of my hand from a saw last week, and I didn't have any iodine, so I used that, and the thing is knitting up great. I don't know if it's not a doctor's ointment, but there's no infection or anything.
Well, real pure iodine, no one ever decided to actually find it or put it out like we did. It's very hard to get at a deep earth crystal source. It's a building block of the body, and the globalists know that. So again, they target us with all the bad halogens and then don't want us to know about the good halogen. It really is the missing link.
As far as the girl goes crying for a mummy, that was all freaking political theater. Trudeau, the golden boy up here, he won an election by it, and I'm just disgusted with him. You know?
Yeah, Trudeau's... I don't even defend bringing ISIS people back that shot U.S. military and Canadian military and killed them. And they actually go, no, we like Al-Qaeda and ISIS that actually kill our soldiers. The left... It's a sacrament. It's like the left letting the guy off that shot the lady in the back and killed her while she was with her dad. And it's just like in Germany, that 14-year-old girl got kidnapped, tortured, murdered, raped, tortured, murdered. When they tried to have a minute of silence in the parliament, they booed it and shut it down. They said, no, no, no. Think about that. Think about the hate of the left. Who are these people?
Hey, I'm a vet, and I've served with American soldiers. A friend of mine is an American soldier trying to get a permanent residency here in Canada, and they won't even talk to him, really.
If you're an honorably discharged member of the military, sir, they have the Office of Personnel Management, the Chinese do. They have a whole spy base at UT. It's run by the Chinese Communist Intelligence Agencies. That's even in the news. And they have the Office of Personnel Management data files, and then they run it through that, and if you are a patriot or a nationalist, you don't get a job. Think of the level of the sabotage we're under.
I've been there all the way, buddy. You take care. Have a good weekend. I'm serious.
I really appreciate you, Johnny. All right. We got the member of parliament on with incredibly important information for two segments, and then... I'm going to your phone calls. I've been a good boy. I just want to one. I want to hear what you have to say. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. By the way, it's in mainstream news today that they've caught the communist Chinese taking over 50 U.S. universities. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Can you believe that just what we thought? The little girl, it was all staged, dubbed over crying. Her mother came from Central America. The father is mad at her, you know, saying, oh, my God, she risked our baby's life. This is crazy. Thank you, USA, for saving her. That's the thing about some of these immigrants themselves are really nice people. And they're common sense. They're not blaming America. It's our media doing it. And it turns out it's all fake. She's at the migrant center with her mother and was never separated. The family's gone public. It's in the Daily Mail. Now they're giving the ICE permission to come out and make statements. This is going to really blow up in their face. And I think President Trump should invite the mother and the father, fly him here, and the baby girl up and have a discussion about the collapsing stuff going on in the country they came out of and why they're doing this. And you know, we want to try to help you, but we can't encourage more of this. This is dangerous. And so you were in the center. You were never taken from your mommy. And then CNN comes out, and the New York Times comes out, and they're now running video of military-age men being put in vans that come across the border saying, look at the babies. They don't have their mommies. The leap it takes for them to think, you're so dumb that I'm so dumb that they would show guys that look like their ages 25 to 16 and go, look, this group of boys without their mommies. It's like if you put a crocodile on screen and say it's a giraffe. Just because you put it on screen, little babies without their mommies. So desperate for propaganda. And you know there's nobody more awake than Hispanic Americans on the border. You go down there, they're like, are you kidding? We need more people down here. It's dangerous. It's a few miles over there. Death, destruction. It's pouring over. We need help. What do you mean just let people walk over here? We're going to become Mexico. Do we have our guest? Work on that. We're getting our guest lined up via Skype from Europe. EU Parliament Chair cuts off Janice Atkinson. Who is a shining example of the whole Brexit party that's spreading across Europe. And she got cut off during her parliamentary speech saying you're going too fast. This is how they're trying to keep people from having their speech. And the same EU system, the unelected bureaucracy that's on top of it, is telling them that they're going to now try to pass next month Article 13 and Article 11 that we're going to be going over for you, that details the end of the Internet as we know it. And that's even leftist tech publications say that. I mean, it's not just banning memes. It's unbelievable. So that's all coming up. But first, let's play a clip. EU Parliament chair cuts her off, cuts her mic off. Romanian MEP tells her, go home. And then we have a nasty verbal exchange with her and the leader of the UK Conservatives about Tommy Robinson. Let's play both of those. The fireworks are heating up.
Month after month. Trump and Kim, let's celebrate it. Austria, Italy, Hungary, Poland, Slovenia. They're all moving on. Your regime has become more and more irrelevant. In London on Saturday, 20,000 people attended a rally to free political prisoner Tommy Robinson. And those 20,000 people supported Brexit. In May, another 10,000 people marched in support of free speech. They, too, support Brexit. 17.4 million people voted for Brexit. They still support Brexit. The majority of the people want the government to get on with Brexit. You people entertain UK Ramonas, the modern-day devil, George Soros, a foreigner kicked out of his own country, an open borders billionaire who openly fights democracy. He openly pays MEPs to dance to his tune. You're all suffering from DDD, democracy deficit disorder, and that's why we're marching in London on the 23rd of June. We want our country back. Don't cut me off.
No, you're going too fast.
1 minute to now.
No, you're going... could I just ask... Can you listen? Because I think we both speak English, so we can be very clear. What I was trying to do was help you communicate. You are going far too fast for the interpreter.
Yeah, but do you know, I'm not speaking to all of them in here. I'm speaking to the UK. I'm speaking to Mrs. May. I wasn't sent here to talk to any of you. I'm sent here to defend the British people.
Can I just... Colleagues, please. Please, just a little bit of quiet.
You understand English? English is the language of the world. English is the language of this parliament.
She cuts her off.
Okay, let's calm down. Let's calm down.
Could I ask you,
madam, to sit down with respect? And could I just say to you, as somebody who speaks very clear English, in this chamber, we are all elected by citizens. And the one remark that I had some concern about was your opening line where you said, you lot. Because as far as I'm concerned, we are all elected by citizens to represent our citizens, many points of view.
And cuts her mic off so she can take her time and then say, no, the EU didn't lose when England voted to leave. And again, that's the ceremonial parliament. They have the bureaucracy above it, and it runs it. So this is how they want to silence everybody. This is emblematic of it. Here it is.
Your contribution. Mr. Wolf, 1 minute, please. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It seems that you, as Mrs. Atkinson as well, you are speaking only to UK, to Mrs. May, and to the British people. Why are you here within the European Parliament? You should have to go home to speak, because here you speak to the Europe.
Back this up 20 seconds. This is so incredible. You've got this Romanian member of parliament saying, you need to go home. You need to get out of here if you don't want to address us. So they do this little bureaucratic leftist nudge where they go, oh, you're speaking too fast. She's not speaking fast, not a regular cadence. You're going too quick for the interpreter. Then they cut her off, dress her down, then another guy jumps in. Oh, let me jump in and bully the lady. We don't have uppity ladies around here. Why don't you go home? Why don't you go? She's trying to get out of the EU. That's what she just said. We want to leave. You're a corrupt thing. We don't want to be part of it. We pulled out. Follow our vote. He's like, you do not want to be with us. You go. We run you. We tell you what to do. We open you up to Islam. But then you do what we say now. Let's finish up with it. Just unbelievable. Here it is.
Speaking only to UK, to Mrs. May, and to the British people. Why are you here within the European Parliament? You should have to go home to speak, because here you speak to the Europeans, you speak to all the European Union countries and people. Why don't you go home? Probably it might be time. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I will be going home at the end of March in 2019, thanks to the 17.4 million people that decided Brexit was a brighter future for Britain outside of the European Union. But I also do speak for those people up there who understand that there is a class war going on in Europe as well, a class war that is seeking to deny those who have been voted in Poland and Hungary, in Slovenia, those people who have voted for those in Germany in the AfD, for those in Holland, those in France, those who seek a different future for Europe, not a orientated future that you and many MEPs in this chamber support.
And then they cut his mic off. We're going to break here. We've got our guest, Janice Atkinson, on with us, janiceatkinson.co.uk. But just the 40 seconds we have, is the irony not lost on them that you're trying to leave them and they're telling you shut up and go home?
Yeah, Gibetinarex, that was a Romanian MEP, and he's a socialist as well. I shouted across the chamber, why don't you take back the 50,000 Romanians that have been invading my country for the past few years? We've had 50,000 arrive ever since we allowed them to exceed the European Union. So for 4 years, we've got about 200,000 of them living in my country. And most of them, 90% of them, are committed.
All right, we'll be back on the other side with Janice Atkinson. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Spread those live links. Soros is getting run out of Europe. It's a beautiful thing. We're winning.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Next segment, your phone calls, folks. Janice Atkinson is an amazing member of the EU Parliament. It's ceremonial, but they voted a lot of things, and the permanent bureaucracy likes it. They then go along with it. But more and more, they're shutting down the nationalist patriot movements within it that are using the Parliament as a bully pulpit to expose the authoritarian nature of the EU that was actually hatched by Adolf Hitler. So in this 10 minutes we have, you've got the floor, Janice. I'm glad we fixed your Skype problems. JaniceAtkinson.co.uk. The people just joined us. The amazing footage of them silencing you and other nationalists just from your speech. Saying you speak to us, not to your country, just next level. And you tie that in with people trying to pull out all over Europe. You tie that in to the GDPR. You tie that in to Article 13, Article 11, that even leftist media says ends free speech as we know it. I mean, they are really panicking. What's going on over there right now?
You know, Alex, we might have got rid of Soviet communism, but we've really got Euro-communism, and it's alive and well with centralized state control. And no free speech is allowed unless it's approved by the dear leaders. Because, actually, you know, we took the brick out of the wall for Brexit, and what we've seen is that the edifice is now coming down. So across Poland, across Hungary, in Italy, in Austria, the people are revolting. They're actually voting in the populist leaders. So, yeah, the equivalent of Brexit in Italy. My good friend Matteo Salvini is now the interior minister, and he's shutting down mosques, and he's sending home imams, and he is rejecting 500,000 immigrants. They're doing this exactly the same with my friends who are in the Freedom Party for Austria. And, of course, over in Poland and Hungary, they're saying that they're not going to accept the migrants that could be imposed upon us. So what's actually happening is that you are seeing a fight, a very existential threat to their actual federalist being. So they've got elections in May 2019. Hopefully the UK won't be there. But they're fighting for their real life. They're fighting for the ideal of this Europe that they've sent up with this centralised state control. And because the people are revolting all over the Europe, as you did in America with Trump, and you've got to get rid of Trudeau in Canada, you know, the edifice is falling down. So what they're trying to do is control our speech. And I wasn't just shut down talking about Brexit, and that speech, I have my 1 minute. You're only allowed to have a minute. You're not allowed to have any more. And they cut you down. They stop you just before that minute, whereas others go on for ad infinitum. I also asked a question, an urgent human rights question, about Tommy Robinson to UK Conservatives. I don't call on the European Parliament to do anything. So my question was directly to the UK Conservatives. As soon as I said, I have got an urgent human rights question, I am given the floor because that's what happens before voting. And then I was shut down. As soon as I mentioned Tommy Robinson in the urgent human rights question, my microphone went off immediately and the whole place erupted, apart from our side, who has been standing up for Tommy. You know, he's been an issue across the whole of the EU. But again, there's no free speech unless it's approved by the dear leaders.
You know, I have several articles here today where, as you said, just a few months ago, you were talking about your colleague might be able to form a coalition and take back Italy, and then, boom, it's happened. And you have to understand, these are mosques openly calling for the overthrow of Europe, for killing of Christians. These are imams that are connected to ISIS, Al-Qaeda, that they're shutting down. These aren't moderate things. And now you've got these major, quote, refugee NGOs that are funded by Soros, and now Italy's announcing that they're going to use their navy to seize those ships. And so the EU responds saying, no, we're going to have an EU navy to counter you. There it is. Italy moves to seize two migrant rescue ships. Well, no, those are migrant ferries out of North Africa. I mean, it's just a brazen globalist invasion. It's incredible. And Europe is awakening, and Soros is panicking. He's being run out of Hungary. Tell us what else is happening.
Yeah, of course, you've got the NGOs and the charities that are funded by us, the taxpayer, and, of course, the UN. So you've got Médecins Sans Frontières, the Red Cross, etc. They're aiding and abetting these people to cross the Mediterranean. And the UN is just opining on Twitter every single day. So many people lost at sea. So many people are dying. But my message and our message is to the refugees, the real refugees, you should be registering in the first port of that you actually come to. But the EU wants to stop that. Next month there is a vote to say, let's get rid of the Dublin rules. And so therefore they can redistribute all over. But what we're saying is that the message that should go out to Africa, because Africa's population is going to double in the next 10 years. What's going to happen? So we should be telling those people there's no jobs, there's no houses, there's no welfare, there's no cash, there's no magic rainbow, there's no magic...
We need to develop Africa. They need to be made first world, stabilize their population. We can't bring them in as a permanent client state, what 90% of the refugees 5 years later don't have a job, of the leftists, of the socialists. They're just bringing in a detonator of people that are not compatible because of radical Islam, who they can detonate politically. I mean, well, that's my opinion. Why do you think the globalists are trying to bring in these populations that don't assimilate?
I think there's this white guilt that they've had, this colonialism guilt from France to Germany to us, etc. They absolutely hate our culture and identity. And don't forget, those open borders have let 50,000 jihadis in. And we've got another 1,000 jihadi wives that want to come back to the Middle East. These bleeding heart left liberals think that these people should be allowed back into our country. And don't worry, they'll re-assimilate. We can de-radicalize them. You can't de-radicalize them. You can't take, you strip away.
Well, I was going to add, just like Italy and Germany, now Spain is throwing thousands of people, old people, out of their government housing, and sometimes people's own hotels, to house them and then don't even pay them, and then you've got the federal police laughing about it. I mean, what does the left think this is going to do? You don't have the leftist like J.K. Rowling letting people in her mansions. She just wants poor people thrown out to put them in there. I mean, the left has become like just crazy psychotics.
Yeah, it's just, you know, they'll produce a Twitter feed and, yeah, they're just virtue signaling. I was down in southern Spain a couple of weeks ago and I was talking to their Guardia Civil, which is a bit like a sort of militarized police force. And he said they had 20,000 migrants come to the southern Spain last year and many more that slipped through that they couldn't actually find. And he reckons that this year, because of the closing off of Italy now, there's going to be doubling that. So the Guardia Civil are actually expecting 40,000. Now, some of your American viewers would be interested in this. These guys carry guns and there's two enclaves of Spanish soil. In Morocco, in Melilla and Ceuta. So these Guardia Civil are there. They built the wall, just like Trump wants to build. But these migrants, they take 49 seconds to jump over. And when they come over, they've got knives, they've got weapons. But do you know what? The guys, the Guardia Civil, are not allowed to shoot. They're not allowed to defend themselves. And these guys are hurtling at them, all fit, young men, economic migrants, running
around. Well, here's the deal. I don't want to capture the Islamic areas, and I'm not against all Muslims, but we need a little Reconquista all over Europe. The Spanish originally launched it, led in the Crusades. The Crusades were a response to being invaded and being attacked. And Europe needs to reestablish its borders, not give over Kosovo, not just like we gave away Turkey and Constantinople. No, we're being conquered. Now, we got a loaded phones. I'm going right to people when we come back. But I want to do a few more minutes with you just to ask, looking into your crystal ball, the exploding nationalism, populism awakening, how strong is it? How far will it go? And how will Soros and others strike back? Janice Atkinson is our guest. And when we come back on the other side, we'll also look a little bit at Article 13 and 11 that have passed out of committee to end the Internet as we know it. It's Friday. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I don't mind coming here, wasting all my time.
Ladies and gentlemen, major history is happening. The unelected global government model of the Communist Chinese, the EU, the rest of it. It is imploding. It is falling apart right now. And nationalism and free market populism is coming back. It's surging. We're going to finish up with Janice Atkinson of janiceatkinson.co.uk. And folks, the videos, there's hundreds of them of what she and others are doing. And there's all these new great people from more than 25 countries in the EU that won out. because the EU is this bureaucracy that the elites are tax exempt that are in the EU bureaucracy. It's just crazy how arrogant they are. But most of them are former Eastern Bloc bureaucrats. And then they're making Europe fall apart, and the UK is trying to pull out, so she was silent. So finishing up, Janice, your prognosis, other experts' prognosis, Nigel Farage's prognosis, and I remember the week before they voted in Italy and all this happened, I talked to him on the phone, he predicted it all. He said, watch, Alex, Europe's on fire, Italy's about to explode, you've got coalition governments of leftists and right-wingers coming together, because even the leftists know they're about to lose their pension funds, everything. I mean, this is the perfect storm. Soros is panicking, he's being kicked out of Hungary. Merkel, they say, could be removed by as early as 2 weeks from now. Even their fake polls have 60% against her. So, looking at the trajectory of this, as a member of the EU Parliament, where's it going?
I think the young people are going to change their countries. In Eastern Europe, in Hungary, Poland, etc., they haven't had the liberal left education system that has blown our children's minds. So that's happening. There's great patriotic movements amongst the youth there. And in the southern European states like Italy, Spain, and Greece, there's extremely high unemployment. So they have gone to vote for the Matteo Salvini's of this world and the right-wing governments and even the five-star movements, the liberal left, the Greens of five-star. So there's this sort of awakening that's happening. The high unemployment, you know, the West does, the way they've been educating people, we've got to try and change that in our schools and our universities. Where's it all going? We've got movements like Generation Identity. There are groups of patriotic young people that are growing very, very fast because what they're trying to do is preserve our culture and our heritage and our identity. And in the UK tomorrow, we've got another march for freedom, for Brexit, because tomorrow it's 2 years since we voted for Brexit. Still hasn't been delivered yet, but we expect 20,000-30,000 people on the streets tomorrow. Those people are not voting Conservative. They're not voting Socialist. They're looking for something new to vote for. 2 weeks ago, we had 20,000 people on the streets outside Downing Street in Whitehall, just demanding that Tommy Robinson has been released. So, you know, you've got 50,000, 20,000, 100,000 people going on these marches, demanding that they want their freedom of speech, to free Tommy Robinson and also to leave the European Union. They're demanding this. And if Whitehall doesn't listen to them, then those people are looking for a new home. And I think something new will arise. There's definitely room on the centre right to harness this growing belief in our nation state and our freedom.
And just because the leftist globalist identity politics media obsesses on it, I want to point something out. Just when I watch EU Parliament meetings, there is a large amount of smart, good-looking, dynamic women from Marie Le Pen to you that are leading so much of this now. Instead of what we've got with Theresa May, I saw curtsying to the prince the other day. She looks like a retarded spider. I'm sorry. I mean, this whole dichotomy, that's got to scare him, too, of all the women that it seem to be that are coming into leadership roles just in nationalist and populist movements.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I was talking to a couple of people last week. Now, it's strange that it's me, Lauren Southern, Katie Hopkins, that have all been to South Africa, and we're highlighted. And somebody said to me, are you speaking together? Are you coordinating your campaigns? I said, no, we're not. But, you know, we are speaking now. All three of us have been to Russia recently and saying, look, you know, this is, they're not our enemy. It's China who is an economic enemy, but certainly not Russia who is our enemy. The Cold War is over. And then we start talking about sort of right-wing politics, freedom of speech and expression, and what we want for our children and our grandchildren.
It's all just an understanding.
For women.
Exactly, for women. And then Marie Le Pen pointed out to Trump a year ago, don't trust Macron, this is bull. Well, Macron's calling nationalism today and populism leprosy.
Leprosy, I know. I'm a leper. I'm a spreader of leprosy. And good, and long may it continue, because we will stop people like him, because he's like a clone. You know, there's no difference between him and Trudeau and Renzi and Blair in his younger days and Cameron in his younger days as well. They've all been cut out of the same suit. They all wear the same suits, they wear the same ties, they go to the same hairdressers, and they've all had the chip put in there that is liberal leftism that we all have to adhere to. And we're saying, no, enough is enough. We've had enough. We're at tipping point in this country, Alex, and it can go totally the other way to socialism and left liberalism, or we can say, no, we're not having this anymore. And it is, we're going back to the nation state and we are protecting.
Absolutely. We're almost out of time, folks. I promise when I come back, I'm going to write your calls. You've been real troopers. We had some Skype, got her on one segment late. That's why I had to change plans. But I promise next segment, one bam, bam, bam. So get ready. Just in closing, the bureaucracy wants all of this garbage, and they've now got Article 13, Article 11, that openly says the end of Internet freedom. Even Wired and Gizmodo say they can't believe this is happening. So it looks like they're striking back with just an attempt to break the Internet. It's very brazen. So what's going on? This passed the committee 2 days ago in the EU Parliament. Where's that going? What's the word?
Okay, so they go on about the digital economy week after week, month after month, year after year, but the truth is they haven't got the capabilities like America has and like we have. We're light years ahead in the UK in developing software and the internet, etc., along with you. And there's this deep-hated jealousy of that as well. And because they can't control the freedom of speech on there, they want to tax it, they want to shut it down. So that's what's behind it. But this bill will come before us, the elected parliamentarians, in the next few months, and there is a big campaign to actually get it stopped. I hope it will. They don't actually like being told, but the trouble is with the EU, they just recycle something. So we may vote against it, and we may get one small victory, but it doesn't stay.
Well, sure, it shows.
It goes straight back to the commission, and it will come back in another guise, and eventually it will be passed.
Well, it shows their mindset. You know, I talked to some senior folks in the government yesterday. I'll just leave it at that. And I just said, you know how bad the attacks are. You know about Google and Facebook and Twitter, and you know about what's happening, and you know about 13 and 11, and they didn't know about 13 and 11. So the president's being educated about 13 and 11, and I know we talked to our people, talked to Congressman Jordan about it. He's aware. We're trying to get Congressman Gates to kind of be the leader of this and get on the floor every day and talk about it. This is the winning issue, plus it's the right issue. It's free speech. The left and the average young people don't want a censored internet. The establishment thinks they can sneak it by because Trump's 72 and all this, or, you know, and a lot of the folks in Congress don't understand it. We do. So when I'm lobbying, it's not how I want some weapons contract or something. I'm lobbying for a free internet, and folks, I am doing it. But we need everybody to be doing it and doing it very, very strong. I'm not at liberty to talk about the discussions we're involved in, but that's what we're doing. And we also asked the president, again 6 months ago, to stop the decriminalization of marijuana that Sessions is trying to put everybody in prison for. And he's done that now. They're fighting him there. So the president's very responsive. I can tell you that. And if you want to know where it's coming from, folks, the president is just, he's fighting 24-7, but he needs your input on the trail, when he's out on the street, everywhere. He's listening to you, because he's listening to me. He's listening to Roger Stone. Okay, janiceatkinson.co.uk. Janice, thank you so much. You're awesome. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye, everyone.
All right. Yeah. And I'm not bragging, folks, but, you know, I'm fighting hard. And what's crazy is the intel, you'd think everybody knew this in Congress. No, I tell people, they look it up, and then a week later I see them on TV doing something. The left's listening, though. You go to Media Matters, Soros' outfit, they're like, Jones says it, and 3 days later they're word for word saying it. We got to shut him down. And see, that's what's so scary, though. It's like, why don't other people know all this? Why don't they study it? It's like, Trump does the right thing when he has all the information, like Stone says, but everybody has got to make this the big issue. You got to call C-SPAN, you name it. You got to burn up the phone lines of the White House.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295.
866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
Information war. It's Alex Jones.
There must be some way out of here. Say the joker to the thief.
There's too much confusion.
There's too much confusion.
I can't get no relief.
I can't get no relief.
Bob Dylan wrote this.
This is my
relief. Bob Dylan really is a great songwriter.
Plowman dig my earth.
But he admitted, he said, I served Lucifer. He said, I sold my soul to the devil. You got to serve somebody. He tried to be a Christian for a while, but he had to go back to Papa Devil. Too bad. Share a little bit more. This song spells it all out.
No reason to get excited. The thief he kindly spoke.
There are some of them among us.
There are many here among us.
Who think that life is but a joke.
Who feel that life is but a joke.
But you and I, we've been through that.
But you and I, we've been through that.
It's not our game.
And this is not our fate.
So let us quit talking softly now. And falsely now. The hour's getting late.
Is getting late.
And you can even hear how Jimi Hendrix changed some of the words. Because he said there are many here among us. Hendrix says there are some here among us. There's a lot of music I've loaded in there that we never play. I'm glad you guys are getting deeper into some of that music. All right. From now on, I am going to just go to your phone calls at the end of the broadcast. But if you don't remember that InfoWars is building a news operation against the globalists and is sponsored by you, we will not succeed. And the summer is always a doldrum point for us. That's why some of the biggest sales of the year are now. So basically, everything that was a bestseller that wasn't on sale is now on sale. A lot of bestsellers were on sale, but now are big, big bestsellers. Whereas they don't really fund the operation, but they get people in the store and they're great products, like the toothpaste. Most toothpaste out there has 50 cents a product in it. We got $3+ a product in it. And when we sell it at full price, you know, for 12 bucks or whatever, it helps fund us. But when we're selling it at 50% off, $7.47 for adults and children, and 50% off the Silver Saw mouthwash and immune gargle in 16 ounces, 3 ounces, 1 ounces, it's all there. It's insane. We've never done 50% off of the immune gargle, and it's one of our best sellers, but a lot of you sit on the fence at the price point. You have to understand, other mouthwash we could buy, the bottle costs more than what's in it. No, we're talking $4 or $5 a product in the mouthwash. So it's all there. Yeah. It's there. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, 25% off on the Alexa Pure Breeze, which again, 6, 7, 8 years ago, I bought filters for the house that were the Ion and HEPA, the four filters. They were like $850 a piece. Then Alexa Pure came out a few years ago with theirs at $300. It was as good in the same specs as the best-selling models that were still $800. Now they've dropped it down to $200, and it's got the four-stage filter. And then when you do 25% off, nothing is even close. It is game-changing. And water filtration, all of it, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Okay. I apologize to Chris, Gregory, Deshaun, Posse, James, Mike, Julian, Jeff, Knowledge, Gay Frogs. We're going to all of you right now. So, I'm going top to bottom. Let's talk to Chris in Virginia. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? I was just saying I disagree with you and Roger Stone about Trump 4 years. He may have, best case scenario, was thinking about 4 years, but it's going to take 2 terms to get what he needs to get done with them blood-sucking vampires on the border and in Washington, because they're going to fight him tooth and nail. And I think their plan now is to run out the clock on Trump, because they know he's getting a lot of stuff done. And it's probably, that's pretty much the only way that they can stop him right now, is run out the clock on him.
I actually agree with you. And I was having discussions yesterday with people saying, please, but imagine how cool it'd be if he turned it all around and Pence was loyal and things kept going. I just don't know if Pence has the energy or the star power. I'm not saying he isn't smart to continue it. But, I mean, just look at what Trump's doing. He is reversing more than 20, 30 years of their garbage in just a year and a half. They're hating him more than ever. Now they're going on TV saying attack Trump supporters. They're having Antifa on CNN saying they're heroes. I mean, I agree. They're trying to get a civil war going here, and it's just getting crazier and crazier. What do you think they're going to do as Trump and all of us continue to succeed?
I think the media is playing a game with the civil war. I think it's more civil war culturally than it would be physically.
Oh, I agree.
Like the media would portray it to be. I think maybe last year was their best chance for civil war. This year, I think more people are seeing prosperity, and they're looking towards the future now.
I agree with you. So as they get more and more desperate, more and more insane, I think it's going to accelerate their demise. But I don't want to be too confident. Is there a blind spot? What is it what should we be worried about?
I think they're contemplating right now the chemical and biological warfare,
yes,
aspect of it. Because if they, the only thing is, it would take their own self out. So that would be the problem. They can run through their bunkers. They can run and hide, but it would take out a whole bunch of people and a lot of people.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Let's get an update on Disease X, airborne bird flu killing 40% in China. It was thousands dead last time I checked. Nothing ever seemed like it, but almost nothing in the news on it. And absolutely. Well, you see Bill Maher saying, let's have the economy crash. You see him saying, let's depopulate the earth. This is their attitude, but you're right. Do they really have the guts to pull the switch? And then the news is, since we've already exposed it, they've got to know, even if they kill half of us, they're not going to get away with it. They're going to take billions of people who lose their mommies, their daddies, their kids, who are going to be on suicide missions against them to get them. They're never going to pull this off now. That's why I'm saying, Chris, Trump ought to go into a press conference and offer the left and the globalists amnesty, political amnesty from prosecution if they surrender. But they've got to come to the table and sign. I mean, that's happened a lot in history to stop bloodshed. I mean, is there anything we can do to get them to just run up the white flag?
I think some of them are hell-bent on taking this as far as it's going to go. There's some that will legitimately come to the table and try to make a deal for a better world, but some of them are hell-bent on it, and it's driven by evil. You know, that's a lot of thing that people don't mention. That spiritual part of it is deep, because a lot of these people are pushed by evil, and the will to do harm to man and woman, you know, and child, you know, especially the children. Because, you know, it is the blood of the innocent is powerful.
Chris, I think you've been calling for years, and there's been like six or seven callers, and I said I'm going to get your name and number, and I'm going to start a podcast with callers. And we finally got it built. We finally got crew hired. I want to set a deadline. Within 3 weeks, I want to launch at least a one-hour show a week that we do live with like four or five of those callers, and we'll expand from there. And I want Chris to be the host of it. Hey, let's fly Chris here. Let's fly Chris to Austin. If he'll come, everything he says just touches me in my soul. Like everything he says is on target. And I'm not just saying that to sound all sweetie pie. What you're saying is absolutely on target, and what my gut is picking up as well. And it's just such a historic time that we're in here. And can you imagine what it would be like if Hillary had gotten in, Chris?
It would be. We'd be well on the path to single payer. It'd be invasion. And, you know, our Second Amendment would be gone. You know, most of us don't even know about the Second Amendment and what that means. You know, I'm one of the ones that's late in the game to our rights as citizens. And, you know, we're at a time now that more than ever, people need to know their rights, their constitutional rights, and know that this is a constitutional republic that practices democracy, not a democracy.
That's right. Well, listen, I want to get you and the three or four other people that we, over the years, I have this idea for years, they're in there written down on the board, to look, maybe we should fly you guys to Austin. There wasn't any ladies yet. I think it was one lady, too, and like get them all together for the inaugural launch of a show. But we'll see, Chris. God bless you. I'm going to put you on hold. If I haven't got your name and number, I want to get you on because everything you're saying is on target. I mean, they're having real discussions about releasing bioweapons to depopulate us at the academic level. And all I want to say is, I got four kids, and you guys go to that type of level, you're minions, and all you don't have anywhere you're going to run. Because the truth is, when you piss people off, you can't stop it. Stop them. And so I want the globals to know, and it's not some macho thing when I do this, because they know I'm a serious person. So it's dangerous for me to be like this, but I have to do it for my children. We're not stupid. We know this bird flu and all the rest of it's been engineered. I've had scientists on it have looked at it. It killed hundreds of microbiologists that tried to expose it. If you globalists go to your final red plan, as you call it, and release bioweapons on us, I swear, I know in my gut you're all going to pay, and you're not going to get away with it. So you need to understand you're beaten. But as Chris said, that's the key to everything. He said, driven by evil. Why do they do it when it's not good for their own body, their own life? If they're driven. They're driven to do bad things, to be evil, to hurt people, to lie, to cheat, steal. They're driven. Well, we have to be driven to stop them. All right, Gregory, Deshaun, Tossie, James, Mike, everybody, your calls are 2 minutes away. NewsWars.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Over here.